SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan says she's prepared to make an official apology to First Nations people. Protesting students at US college campuses vow to double down on demands and engulf Australia's Hannah Green, claims second consecutive win at LA Championships. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Premier Jacinta Allan says she's prepared to issue an official apology to Aboriginal Australians in Victoria once the Truth-Telling Commission comes to a close. The Premier is giving evidence at the Yuruk Justice Commission and is the first Premier to appear before an Indigenous Truth-Telling Commission. Yuruk Chair Eleanor Burke says the Premier must now live up to her words, which she says will live on in the public record for generations to come. The Premier says there are many reasons to tell the truth about Victoria's history.
But for me, the purposes are threefold. Truth matters to our past, our present, and to our future. It matters to our past because still the record of our state's history is incomplete. Like many Victorians, my formal education of Aboriginal people's histories and experiences was limited. To be clear, that limitation was not an accident, an oversight or absent-mindedness. It was part of a deliberate and systematic attempt to erase First Nations people from our state's history.
Following the inquiry's second report, the Victorian government has accepted 28 of the 46 recommendations in full or in principle and is considering 15 more, rejecting three outright. The New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties is backing calls for a royal commission into family violence after tens of thousands of Australians marched over the weekend. The federal government says it does not need a royal commission as the government and stakeholders already know what needs changing and must act quickly. Council President Lydia Shelley says the need for a royal commission is overdue and in a letter to New South Wales Attorney General Michael Daly warns against knee-jerk changes in the hopes it will solve the problem. 11 women have been killed by men in the last month, bringing the total this year to 32 and prompting Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Sunday to declare the matter a national crisis. The Queensland government says it will boost funding for domestic violence services by 20% following a surge in demand. Student protesters at US college campuses are vowing to continue their demonstrations as some universities have moved to shut down encampments following allegations of anti-Semitism. Following the arrest of over 100 students at Columbia University last week, students across the US were inspired to double down on their demands. The protesters are demanding their schools cut financial ties to Israel and divest from companies they say are enabling a genocide in Gaza, a war that started after October the 7th, attacks by Hamas militants in Israel. One student from Columbia University, Ari, says there hasn't been any anti-Semitism from the encampment.
The encampment itself is incredibly peaceful. I'm a Jewish student. I feel very, very safe here. And any antagonism, any contention really comes from the outside and comes from people not understanding and making a lot of assumptions about what it means to believe in Palestinian liberation when ultimately this fight is about a fight for justice and for peace.
A public hearing into Victoria's tobacco and e-cigarette controls has heard that children were recruited into the state's illegal tobacco wars and were paid to set fire to a shop front. Assistant Police Commissioner Martin O'Brien says organised crime groups are employing young children for as little as $500 to do jobs, including in one instance to commit arson. Dozens of shop fronts across Victoria have been set alight in recent years in what police say is an ongoing battle for control of the market. To golf now, and Australia's Hannah Green has defended her title after claiming her second consecutive win at the LA Championship. Green produced a brilliant back nine blitz to close with a 5-under par 66 with the iconic Los Angeles Hollywood Hills backdrop. The West Australian says she hopes to secure a spot in the Olympic team as she inches closer to being among the world's top 10 players. Green spoke to LPGA reporters after her win.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest crowds that we have, especially with 18. It's just such a great arena. I would have liked that putt in last to go, and I wish Gracie's went in. But, it's been an amazing week, and thank you to all the members for making me feel so welcome. Usually I make it really tricky on myself and, you know, only win by a shot. So I'm really grateful I've been able to now step off and win by a few.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS News audio team.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.